This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A linchpin of marine life in the Antarctic is in trouble. A new study shows that krill, shrimp-sized crustaceans eaten by everything from birds to whales, are declining in a big part of the Southern Ocean. Scientists aren't sure what's causing the decline, but they suspect a warmer climate may be the culprit. NPR's Christopher Joyce has the story.
Krill aren't much to look at unless you're especially fond of crustaceans, but what they lack in splendor and size, they're only about 2 inches long, they make up for in numbers. They fill big parts of the Southern Ocean around the Antarctic. Penguins like them, so do whales and many other marine animals. They're also caught by fishing fleets and mostly used for animal feed. But something has been wiping them out in very large numbers. That's the conclusion of an international team of scientists led by Angus Atkinson of the British Antarctic Survey. They've been looking at what you might call Krill Central, a region between the Antarctic and South America.
This is where they're declining so dramatically. The main population center's declining by roughly 80%. Over the last 30 years, so it's a substantial decline.
Atkinson says the 30-year record shows that the die-off is not a temporary phenomenon. As for the cause, he says the best explanation is that the amount of sea ice, that's ice floating free in the ocean, has been shrinking.
The sea ice in the winter supports a community of plants and animals actually on the underside of the sea ice. And in winter, there's not very much food in the water column for the animals to feed on. So the winter sea ice is an essential feeding resource for the krill, particularly the young stages of krill. It might also protect them from predators.
If there's less sea ice, there's less food and protection for krill. Writing in this week's issue of the journal Nature, Atkinson notes that the air temperature around the Antarctic has warmed about 4.5 degrees Fahrenheit over the past 50 years. He says that could explain why there's less sea ice in the winter. Then again, it might not. Some predictions of warming suggest that warmer weather might increase the amount of precipitation in the Antarctic, making more ice. Ecologist Bill Fraser, who runs the Polar Oceans Research Group in Montana, has worked in the Antarctic for 30 years. He says the krill study confirms what he's seen there.
Namely, that there has been a severe decline in sea ice during the wintertime, and we've also seen a decrease in, for example, Adelie penguins. They've decreased by about 70% in the last 30 years. And they are a species that not only depends on krill, but also depends on sea ice as a key winter habitat.
Fraser says in addition to Adelie penguins, many large predators in the Southern Ocean, whales, seals, and many birds, depend on krill for food. The sharp decline in the floating crustaceans appears to have opened the door for a competitor. Atkinson and his group report a population boom in a small jellyfish-like floater called a salp.
They're described as vacuum cleaners. They're very efficient in sucking up all the food out of the water, and they can breed very, very rapidly.
Salps may be thriving because they prefer warmer water than krill, but unlike krill, few animals care to eat them. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.